don't like the two-party system. I think our country's corrupt, and quite frankly, I don't want to vote for Biden. It feels like voting for a Republican. But I'm gonna do it! You wanna know why?
Why?
Because the alternative is a fascist! A fascist is a fascist! Maybe we can have the conversation about dismantling the two-party system when a fascist isn't running! Maybe we can do that later, kiddo! Champ! Chief! Maybe we can talk about it later!
It's happening, men. Women are getting worse. New data has been released recently which proves what we've been saying for a long time. Women are becoming more liberal in the US, which means that they're becoming less dateable. No man alive has ever said, "Wow, I want to find me a nice liberal woman to raise a family with." But new data is showing how liberalism among women in Western countries is skyrocketing.
Historically, within a generation, men and women have held similar views or ideologies. With Gen Z, for the first time, we're seeing something very different, which is that men and women within Gen Z have very different views of the world, with women being much more progressive and liberal and men being much more conservative. This seems to be a global phenomenon. These charts are from an article that was in the Financial Times yesterday, and they picked a few countries for this particular graphic, but in the article, they talk about countries pretty much all over the world. On these charts, the x-axis is time, and the y-axis is political ideology, with higher on the axis being more liberal and lower on the axis being more conservative. If we look at South Korea, we see a huge gap that's developed over time among men and women between the ages of 18 and 29. And if you look at that red line, you do see women are becoming more progressive and more liberal over time, but really the biggest change is young men becoming much more conservative, especially in the last 5 to 8 years. South Korean women are so fed up with the discrimination against women in their society that they're refusing to get married and they're refusing to have children. That has led them to have the lowest birth rate in the world in 2022 at 0.78 births per woman. There's even a name for this movement, which is called the 4B movement. The 4Bs stand for no dating, no heterosexual sexual relationships, no heterosexual marriage, and no bearing children. South Korea seems to have the biggest divide among Gen Z, but you see a similar pattern right here with the United States, with women becoming more liberal, men becoming more conservative, and the gap widening. And then you also see the same thing with Germany, where again, women are becoming more liberal, men are becoming more conservative, with the gap widening. In the UK, it seems to be that men and women are both becoming more liberal, but women are becoming more liberal more quickly than men, thus creating a larger gap.
This spells even more disaster for those kinds of women who are actually looking for a partner or hope to be partnered one day. Because, let's be honest, to be liberal in today's society means to be woke, and to be woke means to be a feminist, and to be a feminist means to be undesirable to men. But before we go any further with the video, let me share the comment of the day. Shout out to Nightblaze, who said, "Dating a single mom is lowering the standards no matter what anyone tells me, for me. It's an instant deal breaker. Sure, there are the widows, moms who left an abusive father for the good of their child, and so on, but let's be realistic here. Those are the vast minority. Most single moms got there because they made a bad choice even knowing it was a bad idea. Guess what? Your body, your choice, your consequences. Deal with it. The single moms have done it to themselves. The juice ain't worth the squeeze, men." So men, please don't forget to reach out to my email to claim your $5. As always guys, I'm gonna pick one comment from each video. Could be the funniest, could be the most liked, or just one that I really like. So don't forget to leave a comment and you could be the next winner. So be sure to hit that like and sub button as it helps me out a lot. So now, back to the video.
I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up.
It's quite crazy how even though women have the possibility of receiving most of the privileges in today's society, they still manage to screw it up. This is though they can't help but choose the most unappealing things to be. Feminists started the fat positivity movement. They made women argumentative, combative, cold, and controlling. And now they're even encouraging them to make political choices that make them less attractive to men. Feminists will say that they don't care and that they don't exist to appeal to men. But reality will hit them hard in their 30s when suddenly they want a family and they'll look back and realize that they've literally spent the last decade making themselves repulsive to the kinds of men they want. But by that point, it'll be too late and the damage will be done already. This is what it means to be a liberal woman in today's society. It means being completely insufferable and a horrible option for a long-term partner. It means being a drama magnet. And the thing is, men don't want drama in their lives. Modern women tend to create it because it gives them something. But ask any man and they'll tell you what they want. More than anything else is peace. And all too often these days, if a woman identifies as liberal, you know that's a red flag. She's gonna go to all the marches and protests. She's gonna bring up intense political topics when you're with friends. She's gonna constantly be injecting her opinion where it isn't needed. I don't know if you've ever met women like this before, but this is exactly how it goes down most of the time. According to a recent article in the Daily Mail, there's a new survey which shows that MAGA is the leading red flag for 18 to 34 year old women, while men are turned off by women with political opinions. This is what the article says. Among women aged 18 to 34, which includes Gen Z and later millennials, conservative viewpoints tended to be a turnoff. Not caring about politics is a red flag for 50% of women, but talking about any politics will also turn off 23%, and identifying as a liberal is a huge no for 19%. Listening to Joe Rogan will rule a man out as a potential partner for over half of women, with 55% saying that listening to the controversial podcast would be a red flag. About 66% of women said having no hobbies was also a red flag, whether it's knitting, gardening, or golf. Having some hobbies is better than having none, according to the Change Research Survey. So basically, women have no idea what they want. This is total nonsense. The pickup artist guys got something right when they said that if you want to understand a woman, don't listen to what she says, but pay attention to what she responds to. If you actually listen to what modern women say they want, you would be given a different answer every 10 minutes. And God help you if you're one of these sims who tries to form a personality around what he thinks women want. The article continues with, using the anti-Black Lives Matter phrase, all lives matter, was enough to turn 60% of women off. Saying there are only two genders turns 58% off. Haven't seen the Barbie movie yet? Skipping Greta Gerwig's summer box office smash is a turnoff to 53% of women. Damn, even your movie preferences are enough to turn a woman off these days. Modern women's dating standards are becoming so surreal that it's almost the plot of a comedy movie. As men, we should probably play the same game. If a woman hasn't seen the movie Gladiator, stand up from your table and leave the restaurant immediately. See how modern women like it when they have to navigate ridiculous dating expectations. So women are increasingly identifying as liberal, and they claim that men who identify as conservative are a turnoff. But here's the thing. Women overwhelmingly choose to date men who embody traditional or conservative values. This is yet another example of women saying they want one thing but choosing a completely different thing. As we are seeing now in the dating market, women are increasingly refusing to settle for anything less than a high-quality, high-earning tall man. These women want the absolute best men in society. But do you know what kind of men they are? That's right. These men are conservative. How many liberal men are actually successful without being insufferably pompous assholes? Obviously, destiny doesn't count. So women want the high-quality men, but those men are conservative. This means that women claim to hate conservative, traditional men while still chasing them and hoping to date one. But what kind of women do you think those kinds of men are looking to date? I'll give you a clue. It's not a liberal woman. These kinds of men are looking to date traditional women who will make his lives easier. But modern women refuse to be that kind of woman. This is the thought process in a modern woman's head. She'll say, I don't want to be a traditional woman. And then in the next breath, she'll say, why can't I find a traditional man with my political views? This is what we call woman logic. And I'm not making this up. All over TikTok, women are consistently expressing that they want men to embody traditional values. Let me show you a couple of examples.
Do you want to know one of the saddest realizations I recently had? Was that as a liberal woman, it is really hard to find a man who is willing to play the more traditional masculine role in the relationship in today's day and age, who is not a conservative. A man who wants to pay on the first date, who wants to open your door, who has that want and desire to take care of you and to provide, who is not a conservative. And obviously, as a liberal woman, I do want to be respected for my independence. And I do want to have my own autonomy in the relationship and not be confined or conform to the traditional female homemaker childbearing role. And most of the men that I've dated who do have that more natural provider masculinity about them are normally conservative. So I don't really know what to do because I don't want to compromise my morals and values just to find a man. But am I asking to have my cake and eat it too?
I'm going to tell you what this woman is in a single word. Confused. She's battling cognitive dissonance to such a degree that she clearly can't see how ridiculous she sounds. She says she wants to be independent, but then she proceeds to describe her desire for dependency. You can't make this stuff up. Deep down, she desires dependency, but feminist propaganda has warped her thinking. And it isn't just her who wants a conservative traditional man. In the presence of a man who embodies traditional masculine values, women forget feminism in the blink of an eye.
Guys, I went on a date this week and I felt the feminism leaving my body. I live on the east side of LA, and if you don't know what that means, it's sort of like the artsier part of LA, you know? It's people say it's like Brooklyn and New York. Like, so I go on dates with a lot of men and women who, you know, live over here. There's always a negotiation about who pays, and that's great. I like to pay for people, all that. But what I will say is that I sort of fell into going on a date with the most guy's guy I've ever been on a date with. And he's from West, you know, Santa Monica. He's a bro, right? A guy's guy is usually not my type. Like, I cannot remember the last time that I went on a date with like a straight bro's bro. You know what I'm saying? But it befell me. It befell me in an organic fashion. So I'm on this date with this guy, and the thing about a guy's guy is he's putting his card down. He's paying for everything. And I really just, it sort of activated something feral in me, I'm not gonna lie. We went to like another bar and he was gonna go to the bathroom, so I was getting prepared to pay for our drinks because he's been paying all night. Of course I'm gonna pay for the next round. But as he's going to leave for the bathroom, he turns to me and he hands me his credit card and he goes, "Here's my card, get us whatever." It might be time for me to get away from all these, you know, liberal snowflakes on the east side.
She said that her date befell her in an organic fashion. I have absolutely no idea what that statement means, but what I do know is that she absolutely loved it when a man offered to pay for everything, didn't she? I'm telling you, men, this whole feminism thing is only skin deep. This woman is the most woke, liberal woman you're ever likely to find. And she forgot it all as soon as she encountered a man with traditional values. Modern women can't help outing themselves with just about every video. Modern women are demanding chivalry from men whilst not being traditional themselves. They don't know what they want. They want men to take the lead, but they also feel threatened when you take the lead. They want a man to pay, but they also want to be seen as financially independent. They want to be protected and looked after, but they also don't like it and will attack a man for being protective. This is the craziest thing to me because those same women will ask where all the good men have gone. They want chivalrous men who embody traditional values, which, let's be honest, mostly means paying for everything. But they're treating the whole dating game like a kind of buffet where they have this image of the perfect man in their minds and are running in circles trying to find him. Women becoming increasingly more liberal is more or less a guarantee that they're going to be lonely when the wall hits, because almost every single trait that liberalism instills in women is the polar opposite of what men want. But we can't expect women to care about that. Feminism has been saying for decades that women shouldn't care about what men like. It's no surprise that modern women are the most unattractive women in history. It's completely voluntary. Voluntary, self-inflicted unattractiveness.
Honey, some of us do not want to date at all and has nothing to do with whether we think that there are good guys out there or not. Me personally, I think millennial men are not built to be husbands, and they live in a psychosis of monogamy. These men are not monogamous, and I don't want to date a man who tells you he's monogamous and he's not really. I also don't want to date a man and feel like I'm having to prove that I'm good enough for him. In a talking stage, in a dating stage, I just don't want to do that. I'm in my 30s and I'm over it.
Just an update from your 35-year-old best friend in Brooklyn. I actually agree with Max's comment here. Women do hit the wall around 30. Yeah, we've actually been dating so much and we've done so much work on ourselves that we've hit the wall of dating immature, emotionally unavailable, patriarchal, and misogynistic, closed-minded men. Yeah, we're really looking forward to emotionally available partners who can support us and we can support them. So yeah, I'm so glad that, you know, word is spreading. I hope this is the beginning of a revolution.
This woman hit the wall so hard her eyes are loopy. If you can figure out who she was actually talking to, you deserve a medal. But the truth is, these kinds of women are the standard that you can hope to expect in the West. It's become so bad that when you meet a normal, sane woman, you remember it forever. This is what happened back when I was dating. I was obviously naive at that point in my life, but I did have one experience that showed me something important. I was trying my luck on dating apps and mostly coming across horrific party women who thought that getting drunk all the time counts as a personality. But I came across one woman who has openly expressed that she doesn't like going out and getting drunk. She prefers to take care of her health and spend time with family while only going out once a month. At the time, I thought she was lying. And later on, I thought I caught her in the act. A week after I met her, I asked her what she was doing. She said that she was out with friends. I imagined her being drunk and sloppy with her friends until I asked her where she was. She was at a cooking class. I hit the jackpot. But sadly, these kinds of women are so incredibly rare these days. Another result of the survey showed that almost 40% of women are turned on when a man says he identifies as a liberal. I'm calling complete BS on this. If you actually paid attention to a woman when a man confesses that he's a liberal, a woman will most likely see him as a simpy, people-pleaser, and won't respect him. This is what progressive men are. Simpy, nice guy people pleasers who would rather die than upset a woman for whatever reason. And these are the kinds of men you end up having horrible relationships with women. Let's take the king of the liberal progressive simps, Destiny, as a prime example. For years, this guy was going all over podcasts spouting his liberal nonsense to his audience while condemning the Red Pill and MGTOW communities as insecure man children because they wouldn't let other dudes screw their wives. And do you know what happened eventually? His wife left him for someone else. Women only like progressive liberal men because they can control them. But the problem is that a man she can control is not a man she respects. Eventually, she loses attraction for him and looks elsewhere. The fact that modern women can't see this is one of the reasons why they are constantly riding that cock carousel to nowhere. But all of this is to say that there's only really one solution as a man. And if you're watching this video right now, you know what I'm going to say. And if you're smart, you've already made the decision yourself. Walk away. Let modern women tie themselves in knots trying to navigate life without us. Let them adopt these wild worldviews and toxic narratives. All we need to do is hold the line. Focus on ourselves, our families, and our friends. Become the best version of ourselves so that these crazy, left-leading groups of women cannot control us. Because the truth is, this is only going to get worse. Feminism has its hooks into this society and it's not gonna let them go. Maintain traditional masculine values. This society loves to punish masculinity in public but reward it in private. Go your own way and you'll see it for yourself. As always, I wish you tremendous success. Now it's your turn. What do you think? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Remember that if you leave the best comment, you'll get $5. Thank you so much for watching. If you found value in this video, hit the like and subscribe buttons, ring the notification bell so you don't miss out on future uploads, drop a comment, and share it. See you in the next video. Till next time.